KB2HXS, W4DJW. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
KX, what's up, Dave?
Hey, Patrick, have you observed on Whitehampton if that car wash over there across from Target, if they got it finished and operational yet? Have you seen that yet?
Seen people there, but I don't remember if I've seen anybody today or not.
All right, good. That's good. I'm going to go down there. My car's got to go in the shop tomorrow, and I want to get the grime off of the outside so if somebody rubs up against it, it doesn't scratch in the paint. So I'm headed that way. It looks like you're right down there, right down and around that area.
I just left there, and now I am down next to the old Office Depot. It's now the body shop.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm headed out where you were. Anyway, appreciate it. I'm going mobile, W4DJW.
Be careful, KO4HKX, clear.
Ain't it all purple now, isn't it, Patrick?
Stop.
Well, I went into that new one just east of 101 and Buncombe, I guess you would say, there, and Highway 101. There's one just to the east of there on the left side, just brand new. And on my Tacoma, down by the wheel wells, it has some small decals, like, on the side of it. It scratched the heck out of them, and that truck didn't have but one mark on the whole truck. I wasn't very happy with it. I didn't see it till I got home, but there's not much can be done because you can't buff it out. You send your OTR.
You're thinking about Shine on 29 is what it's called there next to the Aldi, if I'm thinking correct.
Yes, that's correct. They're very nice people, but it certainly did a good job on our Avalon, but on the Tacoma, it scratched the snot out of the wheel well decal there. I guess up there where it would throw mud at, you don't even hardly know it's a decal unless you get down and look close.
So they got those, I guess they're basically color matched or clear vinyl stickers that go on there. I know exactly where you're talking about. But, Tom, I am arrived at my next destination, so I'm going to have to clear out. Good to talk to you this afternoon again. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
73 is Patrick, and it's send your OTR. Mobile.
W4DJW, mobile.
N0TR.
Soon. It's nice out here. I don't see any clouds hardly at all. Just blue sky, sunshine, green grass, and bare trees.
Okay. Oh, we're just passing that Nella Ventura's pizza place there. Didn't want to go in because we both got colds. And Bernice is the pizza fan, not me particularly, but boy, they have wonderful pizzas there. And it's usually packed. But at any rate, we're just headed home. We took some eggs down to the daughter and some, I think about 3 dozen, didn't you, Bernice? And then we left her birthday card there. She's working today, so she wasn't there. But we didn't want to contaminate her anyways.
Hi, Dave.
I hope you guys get over that cold pretty quick. I know it's been dragging on, it seems like. I hope you're on the tail end of it.
Appreciate that, Dave. I'd like to throw it in the ditch while we're out today. Oh, boy. Yeah, it's been kind of tough. But, Bernice ran a fever a little bit about a week ago, 5 days ago or so. Just a low-grade fever and a couple of Tylenols, and it went away. But other than that, we don't have any fever or anything, but it makes you feel cruddy, and we're taking everything for it under the sun that we can think of, but who knows?
Miserable. Amy and I had that about 3 months back. Turned out she went and got a one of those COVID tests, and she took the test, and she came back positive, and I never took it, but I figured we got the same thing. So hopefully we built up some immunity to that. But that was the most miserable flu. I guess you'd call it flu. It wasn't really fever. Each maybe a little bit of a fever for a short period of time. But other than that, just generally just feeling lousy and wishing it was gone, you know?
Yeah, that's about the only cure that the doctors will give you. If you go to urgent care, they won't give you an antibiotic anymore because it's not effective, they say. And they're real stingy about that, although used to be in the old days, if I got a Z-Pack or something, it'd go away in a couple of two or three days. But they don't do that anymore. But the flu has started early. I know I talked to grandson yesterday, and he said that it was all throughout their school. So it's good to get the flu shot a little bit early this year. And we've had the Omicron 4 and 5 shots. You never know nowadays whether they're going to do any good or not, but it sounds effective, Dave.
We're in them. Amy and I got the first two or three that they came out with, and we haven't kept up like we should be. But I'm convinced that's what gave us more time before we got it, so that it could get weaker. As time goes by, it gets weaker and weaker and weaker. So that prolonged the time it took for us to get it. For that reason, I think that's why we had it mild compared to the people that had to go to the hospital with it. But anyway, everything else going okay? This might be my last one. If I get over there, I'm going to have to stop and take the antenna off my trunk and put it in my trunk to run the car through the car wash.
Yeah, I always got to do that too. Well, that new shot we got in didn't bother us a bit, and it's for the Omicron 4 and 5 variant, so it's probably worth getting if you've had the other ones, Dave. And it might have just saved your life, you never know. So we're a believer in them. And also the shingle shot. My son-in-law's uncle got the shingles the other day, and it turned into encephalitis, and he's been in ICU and, impound basically there for about a week now. So get that zoster shot for shingles. That's a terrible disease, and the shot's a whole lot better. Take care, Dave. W4DJW in 0TR Cliff.
Used to have those until she got that shot. She doesn't have those anymore. I've got an uncle that had them. I don't know if he's got them anymore either since he's got the shots. That's the only two people I knew, but I know those things are awful. Anyway, catch you later. Have a good day. It's beautiful out here. W4DJW clear.
Yeah, and that shot's 98% effective, Dave, so it's well worth it. Let's send you to your clip.
And 4DJC.
Good afternoon, Jerry. I've been hoping to hear you today, you lucky dog.
I had to go to the dentist this morning, just got home with Brown. 11:30, had a little lunch. We've got to run back up here. Got to run up to Sam's here in about 30 minutes and fill the car with gas and that sort of thing for land to go to. She's going to build more with the daughter and the grandkids, Sherry and Sonny, so she'll have to drive her car up to close to Malden anyway to ride with her. But it's got very chilly this morning to me. And that daggum doctor's or dentist's office was pretty cold in itself.
Well, they usually are. It keeps the germs down, I think, Jerry. Oh, I got 48 degrees here in the Avalon as we're tooting along here. Oh, we're about 3 miles from home, I would guess, up here on North Rutherford Road in 101.
Guys, I'm feeling a little better. I heard you talking to Dave a little bit earlier about the cold. I bet they're feeling better. Bernice not having any after effects from her fall the other day either. Sometimes that stuff doesn't start bothering until about 8 hours later. Then things start raising up and that sort of thing.
Ask her again, Jerry, and she said she's doing fine. She's tough. And did you get a chance to test that item out?
It's about 10 days to me. I got it up there to the place up there. I guess it was the... must have been the Tuesday or so. Yeah, I guess it was the Tuesday we keep the kids up there. So I just drove up there and put a couple of hundreds, and I didn't have one bit of problem. It's really accurate. I'm really pleased with it. It's a good bit lighter than the K-frame is, too. It's only about 33 ounces, so that's pretty light. I'm real pleased with it. It's very nicely finished. It's closer to a Python than most of them do, but they changed the trigger guard on that thing and made it kind of funky looking, but they don't own the Diamondback name anymore. They let it lapse, and some other companies got it now, so they couldn't reintroduce it to that, so I think they just decided to change in action. I think they changed action a little bit, too. But I really like it. It's a very well built, highly fitted finish on it in this particular death. I guess that's the first run that they made this of it, so I got in on probably the first couple hundred they made, I guess.
I wish that I had that Triple Mark 3 bag. It was high finished, and it was on a 357 frame. But I sold it years ago. I think I got about $200 out of it. I'm scared to even ask what they go for now. But it was nice. But I think you said that one was 10 shot. And I think it was 6 shot, if I remember rightly. But boy, it was slick.
Had a 22 trooper came through not long ago. And I think it was in really nice condition, still had the box on. I think it was bringing about 1,100 or 1,200, I think. Now, this one is a 10-shot. And actually, it's different than the old Diamondback. It's just still got the V-main spring in it. But it's really smooth. The double action is probably about 8.5 pounds. The single action, probably 3.5. It's really nice. I like his smaller frame, so I don't have big hands. I got medium-sized hands, but my fingers are short, so I need something a little smaller than a K-frame or Python D-frame, Python frame, either one. So this one fits my hand real well, and I'm really tickled with it. It was expensive, but like they say, you can't take it with you.
Yeah, one or two of those Diamondbacks when he passed away, and I just didn't want that many around when we lived up there in Kansas, so I sold them all and had them write the checks out to my mom, and I just didn't feel comfortable with as many as he had, 2 suitcases full, and but they were a nice 38 special, I think they were, and beautiful guns, really were. But that King Cobra is a honey. Well, Jerry, we pulled in the yard here, and it's good talking to you this afternoon. I need to jump out and get the mail, and I guarantee you, I won't take very long to do that. But and it looks like I got a box on the front porch, probably some zinc vitamins of some kind. Marisa's sitting here coughing away. I'm going to have to slap her around a little bit. Maybe I can beat it out of her. The only problem with that, she said she let me if it worked. Only problem is she might reciprocate. The flag's out there and it's blowing northeast wind, pretty good clip out there. Jerry, have a good day. Maybe I'll catch you down the line later. And you're still a lucky dog there. N4DJC and 0TR, be clear with your final.
Yeah, I heard her. Sometimes you just, anything to get rid of that cough, that's terrible. You guys have a good afternoon. Stay warm and don't stay out there very long. Talk to you later, time. N0TR, N4DJC, clear.